Saturday, January 29th. The big news today was the flap over the Wallace dinner last night when one of the girls in Raykanov's chorus pulled out a stop the killing sign from her dress and made a speech about ending the war, which thoroughly shocked everybody there. The president was talking about it this morning. Felt that it hadn't really done us any harm. Although apparently Pat was pretty disturbed about it. We got into quite a discussion this morning on the Connolly problem. He's apparently home sick with the flu. President wants to be sure that we don't let the White House staff throw their weight on him. Said to have Flanagan find a way to help him to take work away from him, but stay totally under his control. Wants me to have Alex go overboard on Connolly, that is, getting him to Camp David and all the other perks, have him use the helo any time he goes. That we should take the initiative and keep pressing him, giving him the highest priority over cabinet and staff. Wants the Attorney General to go over and talk with him about once a week on politics, put his feet up and chat, get his advice. Don't try to use him, just chat with him. Wants to be sure Kissinger keeps in touch with him. Wants Ehrlichman to watch him like a hawk. Not just get sign-offs from him, but go over things with him and get his judgment. If Connolly's not for it, then the president won't do it. Wants me to make the point that the president's concerned about how hard he's working, that he knows that he feels every performance has to be grade A, but he's relied on for so much, so he should have all the best available, and we don't want any little things bothering him. Schultz reported today that the president's phone call to Meany had apparently been very successful. Meany's having Schultz come over on Monday for an economic briefing, and he's going to have the TV cameras from CBS cover it for the Mike Wallace Today Show, which would indicate he wants to make some public hay out of the fact that he's back in the good graces of the White House. President had Colson and me in for quite a while and a general chit-chat on politics as we talked over the various standings of the other people. President was particularly pleased with our poll, which shows a very substantial jump ahead in the trial heats. Also a little rise in approval, but the trial heat thing was the really significant part of it, and may mean that he really did gain something with the Vietnam initiative versus the Democratic candidates. President went on up to Camp David for the rest of the weekend, end of January 29th.